Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Okay. All right, folks. Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with a very special guest and friend. I would like to, you know, and mentor, a very, very close friend of mine, Wonder Bob, up in the retreat of Mystic Mountain in Crestone, Colorado. And what we're going to be talking about today, folks, is the manipulation, the ancient manipulation of the cabal, and how they're using it today and how the magic has essentially worn off. But before we get into that, this is going to be a good show, folks. Just hang on. Before we get into that, Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposit. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of negative $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful gold coin or silver IRA if you qualify. Folks, go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. You can hit the link below. There's no time like now to do this. All right, Bob, man, great to have you on finally. I kind of wanted to wait to bring you on. And there's no time like now with everything happening in the world. You know, we're at World War III escalating. The economy's taking a dump. It looks like it's going to be burned to the ground for a new type of financial system. I don't know what's coming, Bob. Maybe you can help clarify this. You know a lot about the, I guess, what would you say, the ancient esoteric magic, the world that these people thrive and live in. You know a lot about it, correct?
Yeah, well, as much as I can. I've researched, you know, quite a bit, and I've you know, sat with you know, different high level people. You know, one of the greatest experiences I had, you know, is the I got to sit, you know, right next to the Grand Master of Masonry from Iran, you know, and he was in exile. Man, he told me some stuff that was unbelievable, like what they were doing in ancient Persia and stuff like that. But I've been able to just collaborate with these amazing, you know, men of magnitude. You know, there's just some brilliant, capable, you know, humans that are out there working so hard, you know, to create, you know, a beautiful world. And so it's happening. So at this time, you know, we were looking at March 23rd, you know, so March 23rd, in astrology, that's a huge, when Pluto, you know, it's a 248 year cycle when Pluto goes into Aquarius. So that's like the, you know, the control over creation. All of a sudden the grip is loosened. And then we get flow, and we thought all of this stuff was going to happen, you know, last week. You know, we had rumors of a former president being arrested. That was supposed to happen last Tuesday. It didn't happen. We had, you know, rumors that, hey, this date is a critical date. So, you know, the rollout of the new digital currency is supposed to happen, and it's going to be forced upon us on this date. That didn't happen. And there were a lot of things that were speculative that people were going like with a really bracing for, and it just didn't happen. So you have to ask yourself, you know, what the heck is going on? So all of the, you're looking at the, you know, the chessboard, and you're looking at all of the pieces and they're being placed together, but then the moves are ineffective. So why is that happening? So that's what we're here for.
Well, I've spent a lot of time with you. I go up to your retreat quite often up in Crestone. It's a place where I find a lot of, it's kind of like my sanctuaries. I get a lot of solace. I learn a lot from you, Bob. You're a great teacher. I have to give you that. You're a very wise man. And I got to tell you, I learn a lot from you. And you know a lot about the occult, the magic that they use. And essentially what you're saying is that it's gone. It's the magic is done, right? It's the black magic that they were using on humanity is no more.
It's been transformed. It still exists. So what has happened is that this frequency of magic has been combined with the frequency of love. And so they're no longer separate. Now they're one. This was a profound integration, you know, that happened on this cycle. So when I'm talking about this cycle, since the fall, it's essentially, the fall means that we got hit by an asteroid and it jumbled everything up and it was really crazy and all that. And but since that time, you know, we've attempted, you know, global ascension like six times in the past. This is our seventh attempt. And on this time, man, we got some tools that are really cool, you know, that we've recovered and that we've put together. And so now, you know, I really believe that we're really going to be, you know, successful. We get to a point where, you know, we're just about ready to, you know, blast through and have this like utopian society, you know, and this is what we read about like in ancient texts and, in, you know, and then people have it in their ancient memories. We all have it. We've been here. We've relived it. We've been here for thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And so we attempt it and then we self-destruct. It's like, well, that didn't work. Let's do it again. You know, then we attempt it, then we self-destruct and we learn, you know, then we attempt it, then we self-destruct, then we attempt it, then we self-destruct. So this is our seventh attempt. And so there is some really cool, you know, stuff that's available, you know, in this cycle that we haven't had before. And I'm really excited about it. So here we go. So it's really fun.
I was going to ask you, does it seem like with everything happening, there's been a lot of cycles that have closed and began again, like the Mayan calendar, I kind of followed that. There's been a lot of cycles that have closed and then began. So can you go into that a little bit for my audience, that the stuff that maybe... Sure. That we should Absolutely. Be paying attention to, that these people follow?
Right. So the thing to know is the cycles of astrology and numerology are leveraged by the cabal to apply magic to the reality, to force it, you know, to their will, and essentially keep us enslaved, you know, energetically, physically, financially, all of those ways. Now, the thing is that this Gregorian calendar that we're working with, you know, a lot of people are opposed to it. You know, I wish we had a 13-month calendar myself. It would be perfect, you know, 28 days, 13 months, 364 days. We have a one day at a time celebration on July 26th and woohoo, you know, we do it again. The thing about it is there's a numerology that exists within the calendar. Now, humans don't agree on much, but the one thing that they do agree on is the calendar. So the calendar helps all of humanity, or directs humanity in creating our reality. And if you would imagine, the 8 billion souls on the planet are co-creating through a calendar, you know, plus adding the astrology, then here you go. I mean, it was amazing. If you want to get, you know, biblical, you know, how did those Zoroastrians, magi, know How did they know that this was the time, you know, when the great teacher was going to come? They knew it from the stars. They knew it from astrology. So they came down, they found him and say, yeah, you're the guy. Here's some gold and frankincense and myrrh. You're wealthy. Go do your thing, man.
You're talking about Jesus Christ.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So the methods and systems, you know, have always been here, but have they been accessible to the general public? Not so much. So then you get, you know, groups of people that want to manipulate humanity, and they use magic to do that. Now, the thing about it is most humans weren't aware of it. You know, we weren't even allowed to read or write or do anything. And so that was what was so, you know, profound about, you know, the ancient, you know, mystery schools and, you know, the ancient Greek philosophers. You know, they would teach this stuff. And that's what then eventually evolved into, you know, universities, you know. So the mystery schools.
So, Bob, as the secret societies with kind of withheld this information, and then humanity was kind of like deliberately dumbed down as the secret societies held this power and this secret information. Am I saying this correctly? I mean, that's how I interpret it.
Well, it wasn't like that. The secret societies held the container of information sacred so it wouldn't be damaged or destroyed.
But so, that changed, that morphed into a power control thing, right? With some of them.
There were other corrupt humans that had access to the same information, and they're the ones that corrupted the secret societies and did that. So, I mean, just think about it. You know, here you have a group of, you know, belligerent humans, and you're trying to, you know, like build a house or create a garden, and they just keep coming through and destroying everything. Well, you got to create a container you can function. So that's what that container is. And that container goes all the way back. The oldest, container is the ancient order of Melchizedek. And this was this Egyptian order. And so it was essentially, the higher evolved being said, hey, look, we want to give you guys this Shakti, this energy of manifestation, this magic, so that you can create whatever you want out of the world. You've got to, you know, take control of this, but we can't give it to one person, because if we do that, they mess it up like Moses messed it up. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a container through which a bunch of people then can come together, everybody on the same level, no one person greater than the other. And if you can work together, then we will bubble this magic up through your tiles. And remember, the tiles, the white is masculine, starlight. The black is feminine, dark matter. And when starlight and dark matter come together, you get massive amounts of energy and light through which you can create whatever you want. So that was what was being delivered through this container called a lodge.
So I see that in the lodges, at the floor, the checkered floor, the Masonic lodges, right? I've seen that before. I have visited a Masonic lodge. I'm not a Mason, but I have visited and seen that checkered pattern floor. I thought it was about controlling the light and the darkness, controlling both. See, I looked at it as a form of control.
No, it's the perfect convergence and balance of masculine and feminine. And that's what's so important. It's the same thing. You look on the Ark of the Covenant. What's on top of the Ark of the Covenant? There's a mercy seat. You're supposed to sit on that thing. And if you sit on that thing, then you get your masculine on the right side, white, and your feminine on the black side, on the left side, black. Those get balanced, and then the light can come up through your body. And, you know, that device was designed to restore the ancient light codes into homo luminous. In other words, we're supposed to be illuminated humans. That's what we're supposed to be. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So the white represents the male and the black represents the female energy?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So what's considered evil? Black, right?
Right.
Yeah. Women have been they've been vilified and terrorized and... You know, it's
happening today. It's still happening today. Right. I think this whole mockery of woman today is evil. I believe.
Well, it's a system of control, you know, and if you're walking on two legs, one's masculine, one's feminine, one of those gets knocked out. You can't walk anymore, much less run, jump, fly. transform into your light beam. So this is the control system. So one of the elements has been removed from the equation. But the good news is because we've got access to tons of information now, we get to restore the philosophy, theology, and intelligence, you know, of the system. So the divine feminine is back, and it's exciting. It's super cool. So there's some really good stuff, you know, that we are patching, you know, back together that we haven't had access to. Essentially, it's the internet, you know. So the internet, if you look at it, all these computers, you know, have these silicone chips. That's crystal. So, you know, it's crystalline consciousness, you know, coming back, and it's being directed. So, and that's,
and we have crystal. Don't we have crystal in our pineal gland, or am I wrong in saying that?
Yeah. We have crystals throughout our entire body. So if you would imagine, you know, if we're more crystalline and we can take on that essence, then we are more illuminated. We're still physical, but we're not as physical. And that's, you know, the ancient beings, they would show humanity, you know, their light essence. It's like, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be like this. I'm the living blueprint. And if you do A, B, C, and D, then this is what you can do. And, you know, so the humans come together and they do A and B, but then they give up and, you know, self-destruct on C and D, you know? So it's like, okay, we're going to try it again. We'll keep going. And so the universe is not giving up on us. It loves us, and it's still contributing, and that's what's happening. So the thing about it is, these systems of control, the general population had no method or no way of knowing, like, what was going on. There was no way. I mean, you're like, if you're a farmer or you're a soldier, even if you're a knight, you know, and you're doing your stuff, you know, you just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So it was a really super small group of people that controlled, you know, the energy and the power, you know, of society. And so then that got distributed into groups, and that had to be held in, you know, in secret societies. And the secret part was just to keep the container sacred so it wouldn't be damaged, essentially. And it's not just Masonry. It's Rosicrucians. It's the Order of Melchizedek. And there's many different groups that have done that. And even if you dive into a Native American tradition, you know, go to a, you know, they meet in a lodge, you know, and it's like, holy cow, I wonder if, you know, the ancient Masons somehow learned this stuff from the indigenous people and then brought it back over to Europe and Asia. You know, who knows? It was such a long time ago. We don't know. But
is that why? Like, I've partaken in things like sweat lodges. They're usually like in a teepee. Is that it's Indian?
Absolutely, it's Native American. Yeah, and if you look at you know, the teepee, it's got 13 poles, you know, for the moon. The angle of the teepee matches the star, which is you know, Venus. It's 37 degrees. I mean,
so you're telling me that these people weren't just pitching tents; they were actually following. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
They were following planetary alignments, movements, and numerology.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. And they were also getting help too. I mean, they were aware of their star family. And so the galactics would come down and help them. And they knew it. So the Native American lodge is a circle, you know, and the Hermetic lodge is a rectangle. So there you have it. So the Hermetic lodge has the proportion of the 1.618 golden mean phi number. One side has that ratio to the other side in the square, right? And then we know that same number, you know, comes from the star, the five-pointed star, along the, you know, the horizontal upper axis. The ratio of the outside dimension to the inside dimension is 1.618. It's in our bodies. It's in life. It's in nature. It's in everything.
Golden ratio.
The golden ratio. Yeah. So the teepee emulates the same golden ratio, except they're doing it in a circular way and the Hermetics are doing it in a rectangular way. It's the same stuff.
It's still sacred geometry.
It is. It's incredible. And so when we clear our energetic fields and we connect to source and remember, you know, that we're powerful, capable creators, then we reclaim our ability to create, and we can create whatever world we'd like. We can do this. We have the ability to do this. So there's been a process of, we can call it the unraveling of the cabal's power over humanity. And that's what's been, you know, slowly.
Is that what we're seeing now with the, like the certain dates and markers that they're supposed to meet and nothing happens? And nothing happens.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're telling me that their magic is wearing off.
Their magic, they can't do magic unless they hold the frequency of love.
Wow. Because so they're obviously not doing that.
Right. Yeah. So if you don't have the intention of love and kindness, your magic is done, you know? And the other exciting part is when we can come together in loving groups of people, all of a sudden we're able to create these amazing things. And it's like, what the heck is going on? How come all these synchronicities are occurring? You know, and I know everybody's experiencing them. It's like you just put an intention out there and all of a sudden the universe goes bam, 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 bam. You're like, how is this happening? This is like magic. Well, guess what? It is. So that's that's how it works. You know, so you're and you can call it, you know, the power of intention. I was just reminded. I really love Dr. Emoto's work. You know, he's done, you know, the messages in water, you know, work. Yeah. And, you know, there was a guy that was saying, you know, there was a family that, you know, took, you know, rice water, you know, like cooked rice and mixed it with water. And they put one jar and they said, I love you. You're beautiful. You know, how can we have a beautiful day? And then, blah, blah, blah. And
intention.
Yeah. And the negative intention, rice water turned moldy and gross and horrible. And the positive intention was always be clean, clear, and beautiful. So, you know, the whole idea about, changing the molecular structure of food, we do that when we pray with our food, you know.
So that tells me even as polluted as they say the world is with climate change and all that, we can effectively change all of it with intention and prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Incredible. And when we work together, holy cow, it's pretty amazing. So there's something called the 100th monkey, and that's the smallest percent of a population, the number of a population that that can affect the, you know, the entire group. And it's not a big number. It's the square root of 1% of a population. So for 8 billion souls, I think it turns out to be 2,800, you know, people. That's not that many people. So
you're saying if that many people got together and gathered in prayer and put out a positive intention, they could change the world.
Exactly. And the transcendental meditators have done the same thing. They've demonstrated this in, they go to Chicago, they go to the basement of a church, you know, they talk to the police chief and they say, hey, police chief, just look at your status, you know, for this particular month. We're going to be here for a month just meditating in the bottom of the church. We're not going to do anything at all. Just pray, you know, and meditate and let us know what happens. Crime rate Chicago drops 80% that month. That's the power.
Powerful. Prayer is powerful.
Yeah.
I've always known prayer is powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's incredible. So we're, you know, there's a bait and switch thing that we need to be aware of as conscious creators, conscious human beings. And that is that we think that, you know, somebody's going to save us, that there's going to be some sort of outside force that's going to recreate something. You know, some people believe that there's going to be, you know, a ship that comes down and takes us away and that sort of thing. But the most important thing to know is, you know, if you want to see, you know, the Savior, look in the mirror, you're it, you know, and all of us together.
So would you be relating that to Jesus Christ brought in the Christ consciousness?
Yeah. Now,
and we are of that now. That the second now, this is going to ruffle. So, hold on. This is going to ruffle some feathers with people. If you get triggered easily, or you know, this is going to wreck your belief system. Turn it off now, because we're going to go into something a little different that I believe deserves to have some light shown onto it. So, what I believe you're going to say right here, Bob, is Jesus Christ brought in the Christ consciousness in which we need to fulfill and become that as of ourselves now with the human beings becoming illuminating that Christ consciousness. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's correct. Now, the thing about it is, you know, let's get clear on what this word Christ means. You know, Yeshua was the man and he became illuminated. He became Christed. Siddhartha was the man and he became Buddhified. Buddha, the Buddha is a state of being. The Christ is a state of being. Krishna came and he came Krishnified. Moses came and he met the Metatron and became Metatronated. He became illuminated. Remember, Moses comes off the mountain, face is shining bright like the sun. Yes. Yeshua takes Peter, James, and John up onto Mount Moriah. Hey, look at this. I'm going to shine bright like the sun. All of these things and more you shall do. And when you work together, you're going to do them way better than me. Way better than me. So there's a filament. You know, just imagine that you're bringing positive and negative or masculine and feminine together through your body, energetically through your body. And it's our responsibility to be the best filament that we can possibly be. That means that we need to be clear and clean and conscious and integrate, you know, so we're not, and the other bait and switch philosophy is that you're supposed to die and go to heaven. You know, no, we're not doing that. We're living and bringing our multidimensional magic into these bodies and creating heaven on earth. That's what we're doing. And you don't have to get spiritual about it. You know, be an atheist, be a scientist, you know, just do what works for you, you know, and we don't want to disrupt anybody's belief system because, you know, there's
values. I can already tell you, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail from Christians. And they, I mean, I hate to say it, but they're the most judgmental and they're going to think that I'm turning my back on Christ. I'm just saying, no, expand. I'm trying to expand unsimplify the Bible, maybe. Does that sound right, Bob? Like trying to expand the consciousness out, you know?
But, you know, the thing about it is the story is actually in the Bible. You can read it for yourself. It's there. You know? So it's pretty cool. It's very cool. I didn't want to, you know, dwell on the biblical stuff, but.
Let's jump forward a little bit to what the occult believe in. Okay. Cabal. Let's talk about the planetary alignments that they're following right now. And you're very well versed on that. So let's talk a little bit about that and how Pluto is actually playing a significant role, because I understand that they were trying to discredit Pluto as a planet. And I'm starting to think that maybe they're trying to discredit it because such the role it is playing right now.
Right. So here's something interesting. You know, there is a geometry of consciousness and it's a square base pyramid with 1 point, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that's interesting. I've got that. And then there's another pyramid upside down, inverted 45 degrees in the same place, square base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, so that's the 5 and the 5 coming together. And that's 10 points. And if I crack that open like a walnut, then I get the tree of life. And that's all of the Sephiroth.
But a lot of people will say that's also a satanic symbol.
Not at all. It's the geometry of consciousness. So again, you got to remember that anything that's a contribution to humanity is being vilified and being attacked. And they're trying to disassemble it because they're trying to create a defractionated human. And if you can strip, you know, the population of its culture, of its belief systems, of all of the things that it relies on to have faith in what it does to move forward, then you can control it, you know. But there's craziness that's going on. The magic that was being used is not effective anymore, and these guys are grasping for whatever they can do. They're going to try to create disease and illness. They're going to try to create food shortages. They're going to try to terrorize and scare the people.
But it's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work because we've evolved and we are superior humans now, and we have been getting a lot of help.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And our DNA is upgraded. We have upgraded DNA today. So we talked about Christ consciousness, for example. So would, you know, this is controversial, but there is, you know, Mary Magdalene, she held the lineage of the house of Jesse. Yeshua held the lineage of the house of David. If their marriage was publicly acknowledged, they would have fought against the Romans, and it would have been horrible. So they never did that. But they created a system which their genetic code could be upgraded, and that genetic code could be shared with humanity. So now we all have
the Holy Grail.
That's right. That's it. So the Holy Grail, it's called Sangraal, G-R-A-A-L, and it means bloodline. It is the Christ lineage. So Sangraal.
You're going to make a lot of people mad right here. I have to be very careful with my audience, just saying.
Sure.
I have a big Christian audience. This is stuff a lot of them don't want to hear. Like I said, folks, right. If you don't want to hear this, turn it off, please.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, I'm a Christian, man. I have a personal relationship with Jesus, and I love it, and I love him, and you know, praise baby Jesus. Anyway, so please don't feel like any of this information is an attack on your belief system, because if you have a belief system and it works for you, bless your heart, you know, and keep doing that. You know, if you're doing something that works, you know, keep doing that. That's a good thing. You know, we don't want to destroy that, because if you have a foundation that works for you, then you are a superior human. Awesome. If you're just in the chaos and you've given up on everything, then guess what? Congratulations, you're a defractionated human. So do you want to be an integrated superior human, or you want to be a defractionated human? Choice is yours. You can do it either way you want. But there's going to be the square root of 1% of humanity that's going to come together, and they're going to operate from a higher consciousness. And it's going to be like a wave of light and energy, you know, that will encompass the entire planet. We don't have to operate from lodges anymore. It's out in the open, and it's really super cool. So those ancient lodges, that was the mystery schools, were then translated into universities. And then now the university information is common knowledge. Now, remember, the geometry of consciousness, going back to that square base pyramid with another square base pyramid rotated in the same place, spinning around the center point. And the center point is called the Shekinah. And that's the divine feminine. Everything was circling around.
Bob, is this a tetrahedron?
No, it's not. It's okay. Similar. Now, the tetrahedron is another trick. Okay, because the star tetrahedron is a triangular base pyramid, not a square base pyramid. Mm. So if you look at all of the pyramids across the planet, the ancient ones, none of them are triangular. They're all square. And that's the reality of our planet. You know, we were, you know, ancient fifth dimension. So, you know, you take a square, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you put a point above it, 5, that makes a pyramid. And all of these pyramids were on the specific nodes of the dodecahedron. So imagine a bunch of pyramids, or excuse me, pentagrams, all coming together, making a soccer ball. And on each one of those nodes, there was a pyramid.
Gotcha.
And that's where those sacred sites, yeah, were placed. And it was an ancient energetic system. And it's pretty cool if you study it. You know, I don't want to go deep into that because I don't want to get off on the bunny
trail. I would like to have you on here more often, but let's get back to the planetary alignments and how this correlates with what's happening today. Let's get back to that.
Okay. So the reason why I was talking about the geometry of consciousness was everything was centered around the Da'at, the Shekinah, and that planet is Pluto. The divine feminine is Pluto.
Wow.
Okay, you got to remember that. Okay. So remember, you know, the sun is Michael, the moon is Gabriel, Mercury is Raphael, Venus is Uriel, and it goes on and on. You know, that's another teaching. And you can I do some lectures on this on Instagram. You know, you can you can follow me on Instagram, and I'll talk more about it there if you want.
Okay.
Or if you want to have more information, hey, Wonder Bob, could you talk about the planets? I'll do an Instagram.
You're basically on Facebook and Instagram. It's just Wonder Bob, correct?
Yeah. Wonder Bob.
Yeah, folks, go look him up. Get on his it's fascinating stuff. All right, let's get back to it.
Okay, so the Mayan calendar, okay, is important. And so it began with, in 1987, there was something called the harmonic convergence. I'm going to go through this quickly, okay? Yeah. So there was something called the harmonic convergence on August 13th, 1987. And that was when we left the nine hell realms and went into the 13 heavenly realms. Now, Jose Argüelles facilitated the first global meditation since the fall. Everybody across the planet meditated on this day and gathered, and it was really amazing and beautiful. It's like, wow, that's really cool. And what he said was like, look, it's not about just having the information, but we have got to go to these sacred locations around the planet and gather and do ceremony. Why is that? You have a particular frequency. I have a particular frequency. Let's say your frequency is, a unity factor of one, and mine's a unity factor of one. And when you and me come together, we're not producing two. We're producing like three or four or five. We're producing a synergy. So when humans come together, the most powerful energetic vibration that we have is celebration. And so when we gather together and we have a big celebration for a particular intention, it's like putting an acupressure point on that spot on the planet, and we activate it. And that's what Jose Argüelles knew had to happen. And so he facilitated all of these, celebrations across the planet to all these different sacred sites, and we activated them. And then it's like we didn't really have much in the way of the internet back then. So if you remember, we had all these people coming together, and we had email, and we had all this other stuff, and it was really super cool. And then they attacked us, and they did the .com bubble. Remember that? Oh, yeah. No, you can't work online. That doesn't count. We're going to destroy that. Okay. And then you're coming into the age of 2000, and 2000 was supposed to be this amazing, renaissance and rebirth, of the electronic age. And so then there was the big Y2K scare. And then we were about ready to launch and just blast off into this amazing state of consciousness. And then came, 9/11. You're right. And so you got to remember 9/11. The alignment that happened was Mars was conjunct Rahu and Ketu. Now, I wasn't even aware of these planets, but Rahu is the king of meteors, okay? And Ketu is like the shadow planet. So it's not like, it's like a dark moon Lilith. It's not an actual planet. It's a hypothetical spot in space. But when Mars and Rahu and Ketu were aligned, that's when 9/11 was perpetrated. And we can talk about, the beings that are behind. Just remember, the meteors, the asteroid belt has a particular lineage associated with it. And then Ketu is actually a shadow planet that has something associated with it. And the shadow is another group that we can talk about later. And then the warmongers had their way. They got the money. They went out and they attacked the Middle East, and they tried to start a war. And Europe's going like, no, we don't want to do this. We did war. It sucked. We're not doing this. And the cool thing about it was the Europeans were higher evolved beings, and they chose not to do war. Isn't that cool? So that was awesome.
All right. And so then, I think you're going next to the boogeyman.
Getting there.
But just say boogeyman when you get there.
Okay. And then in 2008, then that was when the lenders, the subprime mortgage people, they said, hey, we want to get a piece of it, And so we're going to perpetrate this big thing. But when they did that and they stripped the money, via lending, out of the people, it created a global recession. So our globalization and our interconnectedness was definitely, present. And it's like, whoa. So if any one country has a disaster, it's going to affect us all now. It's really going to affect us all. So, and then you got to remember that December 21st, 2012, that was the ending of the cycle of the Mayan calendar. So that was when there were enough conscious souls that could tip the scales of reality. And we actually pulled it off. There were enough of us that were conscious enough that it changed everything. So it would be like moving up a dimension, like going from fourth or fifth dimension into sixth dimension, into love, you know, and love heals all things. So we went through this process of restoration of the damage, you know, that we received from the fall, and we repaired it all the way up through 2019. It was pretty amazing. And then you know what happened in 2019. It was an attack on consciousness. It was an attack on the elders. You know, it was unbelievable. You know, like I used to go and, you know, we talk about the indigenous people connecting with the galactic star family. You know, Chief Golden Eagle, you know, would facilitate these wonderful conferences and things like that. Well, all of a sudden, you know, he gets sick. They throw him into the hospital. He's dead in 8 days.
So it was an attack on the elders.
It's an attack on the elders.
That have wisdom and knowledge.
That's right. Yes, right. I mean, just think about it. That's exactly what happened in Cambodia with Khmer Rouge, you know. Yeah. They give 13-year-old kids, you know, rifles and say, go shoot all the elders. We want to kill the knowledge.
Wow. So they're killing the wisdom, the knowledge.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
So they love to attack elders.
This goes, folks. It goes so deep.
Right. So that was another. And you guys know, I'm not going to get into it, you know, but you guys know, a lot of what's happening there. You know, do your research. It's obvious. I mean, it's right in our face. So the cool thing now is that with our technology, you know, we are able to use this blockchain technology to decentralize power. So now these currencies are coming around. That's like, there's no fat cat banker that's sucking all the money out of all the people. Everybody's on the level. It's all fair. It's all equitable. We can see everything. And I mean, it was amazing, right? And people are seeing like 60% returns per annum and things like that. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So there was a war. There's been a war on crypto. There's been a war on crypto. Now you got to remember that FTX. You know, what if it was a demonstration to say, look, we can take this down, and not only that,
and control it.
Do you realize what day FTX filed bankruptcy? It was on November 11th, 2022.
Interesting. So that's a powerful date.
Yeah, 11/11/2022. It was the same thing as like 9/11. So 9 is completion, eliminating that which doesn't serve you. 11 is transformation, and the 2001 is a 3, which is expansion. So it was a complete, you know, domination, you know. And so if there is an assassination, like read the similarities between John F. Kennedy and President Lincoln. Read the similarities there. It's the same thing with, you know, you can read it under research Princess Diana's death. You can see it there. It's a public assassination. I mean, and that's what they did to FTX. They go on like, this is like a public assassination. So they did it on that. So here we are, you know, our country, you know, which was, you know, created July 4th, 1776. We have, anything has a Pluto return. The Pluto return is a really long, long cycle. It's like a 250-year cycle. And so the United States Pluto return happened on February 22nd, 2022. And the crazy thing about it is, see, after we achieved this love frequency as a result of December 21st, 2012, we went into the 6, the 2023, the 2 plus a 1 plus a 3, that's 2013. 6 means love. Next year, we went into 7, which is magic. Next year, we went into 8, which is like dominance and control or surrendered its infinite possibility. And we just marched through all of these dimensions. We completed the entire cycle in 2019, which was complete restoration. And then we went into 2020, which was perfect vision. Then we went into 2021. Remember, it was a battle on body sovereignty. Your legs are two, your belly zero, your arms are two, and your head is one. It was attack on body sovereignty. And guess what? We survived. We survived. You amazing.
Awesome.
Magical people, we survive. You know, it's like the you know, humanity's immune system is a powerful thing. Thank you. Faith over fear. And then so 2022 is a master number, 222. I'm gonna get through this pretty quickly. I know you're getting bored.
No, I'm not. I'm listening. I'm paying attention.
You take the two, which is the smaller number, which is collaboration, and then you combine it with the combination of the 222, which is a six, and that's love. So it's collaborative love. So this was the year of collaborative love. Now, what I didn't know was that it was also the United States of America's Pluto return. Oh, my gosh. And that happened on February 22nd, 2022. So I did a whole East Coast trip connecting the grids. There's a ley line that connects all of the cities of, you can look at Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., and it intersects down at this place called Pilot Mountain, which is in North Carolina, and that's a huge node, and that then intersects on its ring. It connects the east and west energetic nodes, and I was on top of this glass pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. It's now a Bass Pro Shop, but that pyramid works. And we connected both east and west, and we converged, and we were doing this, you know, this collaboration. We were doing loving collaboration between east and west. And it was like science and technology and spirituality. It was like ancient Atlantean aggression and ancient Lemurian spirituality. We connected it all. What's the ultimate connection? Love, of course, right? And it heals everything. So now here we are in 2023, okay? So this is the house. This is the container. Like, what are you going to create in your life this year? Because this is a powerful year to create your house of intention and consciousness, beauty, grace, magic, intelligence, science, whatever you'd like to create. So remember, the two is like the floor. Like, just remember a square, you know, two is the floor. And then the center of the house is zero. And then there's another two points that create the ceiling. And then we have a triangle on the top, which is the three. So that's 2023. It's a house, right? And then on March 22nd, that's the convergence of the upside down house coming in to the right side up house. And it's like the convergence of heaven and earth coming together. And so it's a very, very powerful, powerful time.
And that's when they wanted to arrest Trump, right?
Exactly. That's when they wanted to get him. And that's when, and so they've been trying to do anything that they could. It just blew me away because I really expected some nasty stuff to go down. I really did. So on, remember February 22nd, 2022, on Pluto's return, it controls, energy, you know, like, the energy that we would use, you know, like coal and oil and electricity, that sort of thing. And if you remember, there was a huge, declaration that fusion, actually works, you know, fusion works. Right, and right. That's really super cool. That's super
but
cool.
But wasn't that also around the time when the train derailments were happening?
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay.
Right. And so what they're, you know, right. So the 2022 was really an amazing time. And now we're at the 2023 and the 322. And that's this huge, amazing, return of Pluto in Aquarius, you know, watery, very feminine. And imagine how good it feels to like to jump into a swimming pool and swim around, you know, and have a good time. It's a little unpredictable. You know, you might get the bully that'll come over and try to splash you or hang down, but it can also be really lovely. I mean, imagine all those times when you had a romantic experience, you know, like going out and swimming, you know, with your beloved in water, you know, it's really beautiful. Me, I grew up water skiing. I love water, you know, so, So just remember that Pluto is unpredictable, you know. However, we're in this ocean of the infinite possibility, and the magic that was stripped from the lodges. So all of the magic was stripped from these lodges in the 1800s and taken from them, now is available to all of humanity. And the best thing that you can do is realize that you are a powerful creator, and all you have to do is hold the intention for what you'd like to create in this world, and the magic will flow through you. And the trickle of magic that we had before is nothing compared to the Niagara Falls that's available to you right now. So we need every person to create and do what they love. You don't have to like go to a job and do something that you don't like. You know, you have your dreams. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to create, and you guys are just so amazing and phenomenal. I mean, I see people making stuff, growing food and healing and collaborating. And it's like, wow, this is so brilliant. And this is so beautiful and amazing. And so what I'd like you to know is you are supported. And I think what's happening is those systems of control that rely on the magic to leverage humanity, it's unraveling and it's dissolving. And all of this stuff that we thought was going to happen, it's not happening. So thank you for showing up.
You know, Bob, as we end this conversation here, I'm going to say I'm about to share my secret weapon with the world, and that's you. You know, like you've been such a positive attribute in my life, and I've had great experiences going up to Crestone and visiting you, and going on our retreats, our spiritual retreats, hiking the mountain of Crestone, getting the magic and the energy of the mountain. And I just want to say thank you publicly. I'll be out there again, but now I got a feeling a lot of people are going to be approaching you now that this has gone public. And I just hope you make time for me.
Yeah, no, we're always going to make time for you. We're always going to climb the mountain. I like to, during the winter and the springtime when it's too cold to get up on the mountain, we'll do like a 4-day retreat or a 6-day retreat. It's very transformational. It'll change everything, open you up, help you remember who you are, you know, and that's really powerful. Can I talk about you? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so
don't say too much.
What I saw of David, he's the champion of the heart. He is the champion of the heart, and what that means is that he had to dive in and scoop up the frequency of being a champion, and he did that. Man, he was ranked number 6th in the world for heavyweight boxing. I mean, he's the champ, and then I'm up hiking around with this guy, and it's like, you're not this like, you know, aggressive. I thought you were going to like hit me or something. You know, I don't know what it's like to hang out with a heavyweight boxer, you know? And so I didn't know how it was going to go, but I'm hiking with you. It's like, you're not like that at all. You're one of the most kind and loving people that I've ever met. And, you know, you're a man of integrity and you really care about people. I mean, you have this amazing love, like, especially for your parents, you know, and what they've done for you. And I'm just going like, it's like you are a heart-centered champion. And that's when the word came through. And it's like, Nino is the champion of the heart, because it's going to take all of us to have such faith in our heart-centered reality. We have to deliver it to the world like a champion. And guess what? Somebody's done it before us. And there he is. So all we have to do is do what Nino does. And be the champion of the heart, and we will transform the entire world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Bob, for showing
thank
up.
You.
I'm so glad.
And I'm going to be back out there April or May. So me and Steve are planning to come out there. And Mystic Mountain Retreat. I'll put your give me the links, Bob, and I'll put it down okay. there. I'm so sad about doing this. I'm going to miss. Just keep a place for me there. Let me be able to come and get my one right. I love it too much, you know?
Yeah, we always have room. We'll start, just to let you know, we'll start hiking the mountain proper. June 1st is my birthday. That's the first day that we go up. And then June 21st is summer solstice. That's another time we go up. And then we go up on the day out of time, which is July 26th. The Lion's Gate, August 8th, very, very powerful time. We go up on August 8th, and then we also go up on September 21st, which is fall equinox.
The last time we went up there, man, we just got there right in time. I mean, it just started snowing on us right when we got on the peak. I was nervous. Yeah. You didn't look too nervous, but
I was. I'm not gonna. Champion doesn't get nervous. I'm, so,
Bob, I love
anyway,
you, man.
You can find me. You can find me on Facebook as Wonder Bob. You can also look up the Mystic Mountain Retreat House on Facebook, YouTube, Wonder Bob, Instagram, Wonder Bob. Find me, and you know, and I'm here, you know, in service, and you know, if anybody's struggling or you know having a difficult time, you know, just contact me, and you know we've got some really great tools, you know, to help you. And
you helped me. You helped me immensely. Yeah. So thank you, Bob.
Yeah. And when we're looking at this, you know, we're looking at the unraveling of our reality is really what we're looking at. And it can be kind of scary. And we'll get this PTSD that comes up because you'll start looking at something, you go like, oh my God. And then you look at something else and you go like, oh my God. And then you look at something else and you go, WTF. It's like, what the heck is going on? And then when you get all of those, oh my gods, you get this like PTSD in your field and you're like, and so.
Yeah, but what a better place to be than with you out there in nature. And it's so calm and Crestone is such a peaceful little town. What's the population there?
We're about, you know, the town is like 250 people, you know, and then we have, this is the Tibet of America. We've got ashrams and Buddhist temples and spiritual centers. It's one of the places where heaven and earth touch. You know, it's like Moses going up on the mountain. Or Yeshua going up on the mountain.
All of the biggest religions in the world, spiritual centers in the world, migrated there, correct? And built structures there, or they built temples.
Sure. Yeah. So if you want to know what it's like to sit in a Hindu ashram, just come here and you can experience it. If you want to go and listen to a Tibetan Rinpoche give a lecture in the temple, you can do that. You know, if you want to go to a Native American sweat lodge, you can do that. If you want to sit with a Sufi master and do zikr, you know, you can do that. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And it's really amazing. So you got to remember, you know, religions are essentially, they're holding the tradition of, there's usually some person that goes up onto a mountain, receives the downloads, comes and then delivers it to the people, and it works pretty good. And then they die, and then you know the people continue the work, and that's called a religion. You know, but here we don't have to do any of that. We just go up on the mountain. You know, we've accessed source, and
I've done it. And it was a hard job to get me up there.
Yeah, no,
I made it. I got my staff. I still have my staff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it, man. Yeah. And Bob, thank you so much. Give me the link to Mystic, the website. I'll put it down below. And I'm going to try to air this video tonight, send it to my team for editing, and then we'll go from there. I love you, Bob, so much. Thank you.
Okay. And you know, just the other thing to know is, you know, just realize everyone, you know, you are surrounded in an infinite sea of love and grace. The entire universe loves you with a capacity beyond comprehension. And as you move forward, every breath, every step, every brush of wind is a blessing for you to create whatever you'd like in this world. And just remember, we love you, 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 we love you.
Thank you, Bob.